You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. What would you do if an underground gas pipeline from a nearby oil field ruptured outside your home, forcing you to leave your house for over a month? And what if air samples released by the county showed that extremely high levels of benzene and naphthalene were found at the homes? Well, that's exactly what over 30 residents in the Kern County community of Arvin are facing right now. Here to tell us more about the situation and the city's response to the matter is Arvin City Council Member Jose Girola Jr. Mr. Girola, welcome to Valley Edition.
Thanks for inviting me.
Tell us about how this first began. The leak was detected back on March 11th. This is still an issue that residents in your city are dealing with today. Take us back to the events of early March. How did this play out?
Yes. Southern California Gas was doing, you know, routine detection or inspection. And so us neighbors, we saw the gas company doing quite a bit of work, tearing up the street, drilling, working 24/7 for about a week and a half. And so after that, they realized that there was a gas leak, and they determined it wasn't theirs, and they contacted the city. And so they basically said, there's a leak. We've been working for a week and a half. We're leaving. It's not our fault. You guys take over. And so the city immediately contacted the county Department of Public Health, the fire department, environmental health, and they began investigating what the source of the gas leak was.
And people were still in their homes at this point.
Yes, they were still in their homes. They had a difficult time figuring out the source of the leak because it's very unregulated, the pipes underground. Even the company, once they found out it was theirs, PCR, Petro Capital Resources, couldn't locate the pipe for a few days. And so as soon as they located the pipe or found out the owner was PCR, the county, Department of Public Health, and the fire department, and this happened on March 17th, they called a voluntary evacuation of the 8 homes. Now, this was voluntary. And so the next morning, PCR did a hydrostatic pressure test on the leak to determine whether if it was really their pipe, and it was. But the problem was is that whenever you pressurize a pipe, the gas levels seeped into the soils, and they just went through the roof. And then later on that evening, on March 18th, which we had a council meeting, the county came to us. It was a county supervisor, Lisa Perez, the fire chief, and then the director of public health. They said, we need to get these people out of their homes. The levels are too explosive, that there's a potential for there to be, you know, to be catastrophic results. And so they immediately went door to door, called an emergency evacuation, mandatory. Everybody out within the hour, the utilities were shut off. And yeah, it was just very immediate. Now, the question that I had is, it's common sense, at least to me, that if you're going to pressurize a pipeline, that obviously that, you know, if there's gas there, it's going to seep into the soil and the levels are going to rise. Now, why wasn't the city notified? Why weren't the neighbors notified? Potentially, the levels can go up. I don't know. That's a question that we asked to the PCR representative at our previous council meeting on May 6th.
Well, it's a very... Go ahead.
So we are about 2 months out now, and the residents are still not back home. At first, the initial risk was the level of explosiveness, and now what's being determined for the residents to get back home and to repopulate is the types of gases that are there and how they affect our health. So the explosion risk is gone. It's just making sure that the levels of these chemicals like benzene and others that you mentioned are below the levels that, you know, will affect our health. So that's why they're still not back home.
And certainly we've all seen the potential danger with an explosive event, as we saw in San Mateo a few years ago with PG&E, the major explosion that happened up there. This is a different sort of gas line, though. This isn't a municipal gas line providing service to homes or businesses or industry. This is actually, as I understand it, waste gas from nearby oil operations?
Yes, it's a fuel gas from their oil well. And so it's a pipeline feeding a couple hundred yards away to a flare, a gas flare, where obviously, you know, the flare would take care of and disseminate that field gas and excess gas out of the into the atmosphere. So yeah, it's privately owned by this small oil company operating within the city limits.
Now, on Friday, the Kern County Environmental Health Services Department released the results of some air samples. The company PCR didn't want to release the results. The county instead did on Thursday, actually, of last mm-hmm. week. And then you had this meeting on the 7th to talk about the issue. What did those results contain? What did you find out with that data?
So we had a council meeting on the 6th and so of May. And we invited, again, the county was there, the three directors and the supervisor, and we invited a representative from PCR. We were fully expecting for them to release the information, release the air sample data. And the county, everybody thought, you know, the county was withholding the information. They weren't. PCR is the entity that's doing the testing. They provided a limited amount of info and test results to the county. And so legally, they thought that they weren't able to release that information because it's not, they don't own it. And so after repeated asks by myself, my colleagues, and Supervisor Perez at the council meeting, PCR just reluctantly said, we're not, you know, we don't have the data right now. And so what we said is, I would call a special meeting this week on Wednesday, passing a resolution or voting on a resolution asking them to release the data. And so that's something that the city could take action into, try to compel them. Again, it's nothing legally binding for them to release information. So from what I understand, there was some information released either late last week or early this week. Actually, it was I believe on Friday. And so, but the problem is it's tons of pages. It's about 112 pages of lists of chemicals and levels and a very technical jargon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I called the county, last week I called Supervisor's office, actually yesterday, and I asked her, is the county going to provide some sort of synopsis, some sort of, you know, brief summary, so that the residents can understand, so that the public can understand. You know, obviously, you know, they have their own industrial hygienists. They have the staff. The city doesn't have the staff or the resources to do so. So they're to get back with me to get into the very specifics of the types of gases and the levels, what's acceptable, what affects your health, and how does it affect it. Now, we know that one of the main ones is benzene. And so the types of levels or the levels that they were at, it's still, at least for me, you know, I don't have the technical knowledge and skill to be able to decipher that. But, you know, we're waiting for them to see if they're going to release any sort of a supplemental information.
Yeah, and we certainly know that exposure to benzene and other of those sorts of chemicals can have serious health consequences, both immediate and long term. This is certainly a concern. If you just joined us on Valley Edition, we're talking with Arvin City Council member Jose Garola. He has been responding to the situation that's been going on, well, basically 2 months now, going back all the way to March 11th when this gas leak on a gas pipeline from an oil field, leading from an oil field to a nearby gas flare, was discovered. Residents were evacuated in mid-March. The samples were then taken at the homes, and we found, or the county found, that there are high levels of some of these chemicals there. What are the people who are out of their homes telling you right now, your constituents in Arvin? What is their mood? What is their response learning late last week that all of a sudden, yeah, there was some not only a risk of explosion, but some very serious chemicals. There were serious chemicals being released.
Well, they knew about the types of chemicals, or that there was a potential for chemicals, not since last week, but, you know, for a few weeks now. And so that was their frustration, you know, knowing that PCR is doing air sampling to determine the levels of gases. They did testing on three separate dates. So they did testing, let me get the exact dates for you. They did testing March 24th, March 31st, and April 15th.
And this is after the leak was discovered and stopped.
Yes.
They did stop the leak. We should be clear about that.
Yeah, it was after they stopped the leak. It was after they called the residents back to open the houses, open the windows, open the doors, and air everything out as much as possible. And then they took the samples. So that was another point of frustration with the residents saying, why did they not immediately take air samples so we can see a point of reference closest to when we were inhabiting or we were in our homes? And so knowing this, they were really frustrated why the county wasn't releasing information. We then learned that it was a company doing the testing, and we called specifically PCR to invite them to our council meeting, fully expecting them to release the data, and they did.
What are the residents doing that have been evacuated from their homes?
They are living right now in apartments that have been paid for by PCR. So PCR is fully covering their costs. Any transportation costs to get their kids from the apartments, which are not in Arvin, they are southeast Bakersfield, and to bus their kids to the Arvin schools, they're paying for that cost. But again, they're having to come every other day, every few days, come home, get extra clothes, you know, do laundry. It's a major inconvenience, but you know, that inconvenience to them isn't as big of an issue as making sure that when they come home, that they're safe. That is their biggest point right now, is how can I trust the officials who make the decision when we can go back home that I will be safe? And so the county presented that information to the city council at this past May 6th council meeting. And so PCR needs to create a rehabilitation or repopulation plan, or reoccupancy plan, actually, where they ensure that the soil gas vapors and the indoor concentration of the gases are safe, and that they need to prove to the residents and to the city council and the county that, you know, that the remediation efforts are successful. And this is one thing that I really advocated for, because this is all county, you know, decision. That the county and the city of Arvin, the Arvin City Council, must approve and vote to pass that remediation plan before the residents come home. So, you know, we have a say, and we have to determine, as their elected officials, you know what, I deem it safe, I'm going to vote yes. And so that's where we're at right now. And I'm hoping that the residents, you know, will be able to feel, rest assured that when we are home, that they are going to be safe.
We only have about a minute left, but before we go, I understand this is an issue that hits especially close to home for you. You just live two doors down from this leak?
Yes. I live two doors down from the homes that are evacuated. So I walk 10 steps and I'm, you know, at my neighbor's yard that, you know, is evacuated. And so it is close to home, but, you know, I feel that I've been advocating for this issue because these are my neighbors, these are my residents, and I'm elected to represent them. You know, they're the first ones I went during my campaign saying, can I have your support? Now I'm advocating on their behalf, making sure that they're safe, not just because I live here, but because I have a solemn duty to represent them and their public health.
Arvin City Councilmember Jose Garola Jr. joining us on Valley Edition today, talking about the gas leak that has forced around three dozen Arvin residents from their homes. They're still evacuated as air sample results are being analyzed for toxic chemicals that may still be in the soil. Mr. Garola, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, enjoy your day.